Republicans vow to challenge Mitch McConnell for GOP Senate leader. By Wendell Hasebo on November 15, 2022. Republican senators on Tuesday promised to challenge Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, for GOP Senate leader during Wednesday's scheduled leadership vote, potentially marking the first time McConnell would receive a no vote in his tenure as leader. A gang of Senate Republicans on Friday tried to postpone the election, but McConnell's election lieutenant, Senator John Barrasso, RY, has repeatedly stated the election will occur as planned. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, stated Tuesday that if McConnell holds the election before the Georgia Senate race is decided, they will object to McConnell's re-election. If the excuse is they are uncontested, they will be contested. I have no doubt about that. If nobody else contests, I'll contest, Johnson told a Politico reporter. Cruz echoed the same strategy. If leadership refuses to delay the election, if leadership tries to ram through an election tomorrow morning, I think it is extremely likely it will be a contested election, Cruz said. That you will see one or more senators run against Mitch McConnell. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, who has been rumored to be potential opposition to McConnell, said Tuesday he has not yet decided if he will challenge McConnell. A lot of people have suggested I run and I'm not going to take anything off the table, he told Politico. A source who had knowledge about leadership conversations between senators told The Hill that many Republicans see an opportunity to dislodge McConnell as leader. Senator McConnell is pretty much under attack, the source said. It was explicitly made known by both groups and leaders that McConnell should delay the leadership election. Those opposed to McConnell include Senators Marco Rubio, RFL, Josh Hawley, RMO, Ted Cruz, RTX, Ron Johnson, RY, Rick Scott, RFL, Mike Lee, RUT, Lindsey Graham, RSC, and perhaps Rand Paul, RKY, and Kevin Cramer, RND. I don't know why we would need to delay, but I mean, I've got questions myself for the leader and for chairman and whatnot, Cramer told the Washington Examiner. It is unknown if McConnell's opposition has enough votes to defeat him. But Hawley predicted Tuesday McConnell does not have the needed majority support from Republican senators. If you want to be a majority party, clearly what we're doing isn't working. It hasn't been working for a long time. And I think you look at independent voters, we gave them nothing, Hawley told CNN. Incoming GOP senators will also have to decide if they will support McConnell. Senator-elect Eric Schmidt, RMO, has previously stated he would not support McConnell. Additional GOP Senate newcomers include J.D. Vance, RO, Katie Britt, RL, Ted Budd, RNC, and Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK. If McConnell is re-elected Wednesday, he would likely become the longest-serving Senate party leader in history. Opposition to McConnell's re-election arose after he failed to reclaim the Senate from Democrats during last week's midterm elections. Former President Donald Trump has blamed McConnell for Republican failure. It's Mitch McConnell's fault, Trump wrote on Truth Social on Sunday. He blew the midterms, and everyone despises him. Monday polling revealed just 7% of voters view McConnell favorably, while 81% view him unfavorably. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.